Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
I've been speaking to the Lord so intensely over the last few weeks, just desperately wanting to hear from Him, what does He have planned for 2021? And God was giving me the sermons for the beginning of the year and everything, but I heard nothing for so long for next year. And then I really believe the Lord has spoken to me about where we're going. But before we do that, I want to just reflect quickly on 2020. If you could take one word to describe what 2020 meant or to you, or how you experienced it, what would that word be? I think for many in 2020, a great way to describe it would be crazy or scary. For some people, 2020 has been heartbreaking. Many people will describe it as nothing less than a nightmare. Let's be honest. Look at where we are. And who would have thought 1 year ago what we've experienced in this last year would possibly even, how could it have happened? It's crazy. There's no question, maybe the word you would use would be chaotic. Everything we have to do now is kind of exhausting, right? It's strenuous. Who would have thought we'd be wearing masks, sanitizing our hands? Who would have thought that the United States would see the riots and the craziness that we saw in this year? Who would have thought we'd have an election the way that we've had it? A crazy election? Election fraud? Who knows? All the different things we've experienced in this year. Some people during this year have lost loved ones and not been able to see them when those people died. Some people have had experiences where loved ones have gone to hospital and they desperately wanted to get to them, but they couldn't. Who would have thought that that would be possible just 1 year ago? Would you have thought a year ago that you wouldn't be able to see a loved one in hospital because there's a virus that's going to break out that's going to cause chaos on the planet? Who would have thought that the majority of your meetings in 2020 would be on a computer screen? Welcome to the world of Zoom. Social distancing. How is it that we that are social beings would have to social distance? 6 feet apart. Groups smaller than 10. Craziness. That's what's happened in 2020. Last year, on New Year's Eve, we spoke about what God had to say about 2020. We said that it would be a year of vision, that it would be a year that we would begin to see things more clearly. And if you have eyes to see, you should begin to be able to see that there's a definite divide that's taking place on the planet. Good and evil, there is a divide. Will you stand for what is good? And good simply means God. It doesn't mean what you feel is nice. We knew last year that it would be a year of no compromise and that it would be a year of exposing things. That's what we said. That's what we said last year. Last year, we said that it would be a year where we cannot be double-minded anymore. But we must be a people that does what God says that we should do. Live like God says that we should live. And let me tell you something. In this last year, you needed to be close with God just to survive. And when I'm talking about surviving, I'm not talking about earning a living. I'm talking about inner peace. Being able to face every day. Without God, without walking with Him, you really will struggle. It's hard enough with Him when things go crazy. Without Him, it's pretty much impossible. It's interesting that the year last year was the year, let me get it for you, 5780 in the Hebrew calendar. And what 5780 represents is the year of the mouth. Interesting how God's timeline says it's the year of the mouth, and 2020 is the year we all have to shut our mouths with masks. the year that we should speak what God wants us to speak. Luke 6 verse 45 says this. This was my scripture last year. This morning when I was preparing, God made me go and watch last year's service. And I felt I had to share this with you. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And an evil man out of his evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We should not be double-minded. And God wants us to use our mouths to speak His word. That's what He said last year. So let me ask you a question. Last year, we had a shaking in this nation. Not only in this nation, but we had a shaking on the planet. And let me ask you, what was in your mouth when everything was being shaken? Was it fear? Was it compromise? Did you begin to speak what you feel emotionally? Or did you speak God's word as a contradiction to everything that the enemy was throwing against you, specifically on the inside? Because you can come to church and make it look like everything's good, but on the inside you're going crazy. But God last year spoke clearly to us about how we need to take His word and speak His word and line ourselves up. Not be double-minded. One foot in the world, one foot in the church. No compromise. And if we did that in 2020, you will have survived no matter how bad it was. The good news is that you're here, which means that you've made it. Amen? Now, I'm not telling you this to make you feel bad if maybe you didn't do everything right. None of us did. We all had bad moments. We all had weak moments. We all had stuff happen that was challenging. I'm not the only one, right? The good news is that that number also represents a decade, so 80. Now it's 81. But it also, so it speaks of the year of the mouth, but it also speaks of the 10 years of that. So in this year, with what is going to be taking place on the planet, what will you do? What will you speak? How will you speak? What will you allow? Will you allow the enemy to overwhelm you emotionally because of the circumstances and things that happen? Because I need to tell you that on God's timeline, this year means prepare the way, because the Messiah is coming. That's why this is the year of souls, because the church is preparing for the coming of the Lord. No one knows the day, no one knows the hour, but we know that on the timeline of God, we are most certainly at that stage where we have to prepare. That's why the church has to begin to go out the four walls of the church building. We have to go out and we have to preach the gospel to every creature. We have to go out and affect lives, because what's going to really matter in the coming years, not only next year, but in the coming years, what's going to matter is what you do in the kingdom. Come on, I need an amen or two. I'm tired too. I was up from early this morning, prepared all day. So what about 2021? What is God saying? If you've been listening to prophetic voices and many in the church, a lot of them are saying some really bad stuff. They're talking about how bad it's going to get. I believe there will be shakings in 2021. I believe God is going to be shaking things up. I think God is without any question going to be exposing things even to a greater measure in 2021. I believe with all of my heart that there will be an exposing of corruption in this nation, the likes of which we have never seen before. And I believe it will start in January. And then it will move like a river. it will just be nonstop. There will be an exposing after exposing after exposing. That's what's going to happen. You see, you'll watch. So what has God been doing with us in 2020 amidst everything that's been happening? He has been preparing you as the church. I have to preach to you as Oceans United Christian Center as well, not only to the body of Christ, but in this year, God has been preparing us to take up the sword of the Spirit. He has been equipping us as prayer warriors, right? He has taught you that you have the full armor of God. He has taught you in 2020 that you have authority. He has taught you in 2020 that you can pray and affect the outcome of what happens even in a nation. Are you with me? And if you don't believe it, you're right. Your prayers will do nothing. But I believe it. That's why my prayers do move mountains. And you need to believe it as well. How can I say that? Because the Bible says so. The battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. It's a spiritual battle. So what are we fighting over? We're fighting over lives. We start fighting over souls. But where is that battle? It's in the spirit, but it affects nations. It affects political arenas. It affects media outlets. It affects sporting arenas. It affects business arenas. And the enemy wants to rule all of that. So the question is, Christian, what will you do? What will you do? Will you stand back and watch as the enemy tries to do what he's been called to do, kill, steal, and destroy? Or will you fight? Paul tells us that we're in a wrestling match against the enemy, face to face with the enemy. Well, that's not the kind of Christianity I want. Well, I don't know who told you Christianity was going to be just like kumbaya. Not that we don't like kumbaya, but you know what I mean. Treasures. What is a treasure to the Lord? Lives, people's lives. I remember when we started the church in 2015, I had this crazy dream that we would be able to convert and change this entire city for the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe it's possible? Do you believe that it's possible to see a whole city turned inside out, upside down for the kingdom of God? Do you believe that? There is no doubt that right now on the planet, there is a sifting taking place in the church. There is a divide between wheat and chaff taking place. They look the same. They feel the same, but they're not the same. Because within the body of Christ, even now, there is a compromising spirit that has caused the church to become weak, powerless, and ineffective when it comes to the kingdom of God. And the message that Jesus preached when he came was the message of the kingdom. The Bible tells us that Jesus went about doing good, and everywhere he went, he taught the gospel of the kingdom and repentance. They don't even want us anymore to talk about repentance. But in 2020, there was a cry for repentance from the church. And so the church began to pray all over this nation and even the nations of this world, as God is calling the body of Christ to be mobilized. Because what stands between the plans of the enemy is the church. What he desires to do, what stands in the way of his agenda, is the church. But the biggest problem is that even within the church, they don't believe. We don't believe. You have been called for such a time as this. You are living in one of the most exciting times. And you have to wear a mask. Who would have thought? Can you imagine last year this time? Did you think what happened this last year was even remotely possible? Well, I want you to know that there's going to be greater shakings. I'm not telling you that to scare you, because I've got very good news for you too. But you need to know that there is going to be shakings, because the Bible tells us that He will shake everything. Everything must be shaken, because there must be a divide between what is truth and what is false. There will be a divide that must take place. And it starts, the Bible says that it starts in the house of the Lord. So it will start with you first. No matter what you face last year, next year, in the next 10 years, you must stand strong. You must be bold, and you must have faith. And if you do that, you will not be moved. You will not be moved, and you'll see God do very powerful things in and through you. Can somebody say amen? Amen. All right. I haven't got a lot of time. So we know that this is the year 5781. Prepare the way, for the King is coming. It's the year of souls, the year of the harvest. The Bible says the harvest is the end of the age. That means that we must be focused. We must be focused. I'm going to say it again. We need to be focused. Again, we must not compromise. Walk in repentance in 2021. Stay close to God. If you make a mistake, repent and get back to God. If your life isn't right with Him now, get yourself right with Him right now. Listen. Don't enter 2021 with all your junk. Close the door on 2021 and all the stuff that goes with it. Close the door. Make a decision that you're going to open the door in 2021, and you're going to do it with the idea that not only are you going to serve Him for yourself, but you're going to be a soul winner. You're going to be a planet shaker. You're going to be a mover and a shaker. You're going to do things for the kingdom of God. If you read 2 Chronicles 7:14, I don't have time to get into it. It tells us that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, we know the scripture, and turn from their wicked ways, that I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Go and read the scripture before that. It talks about pestilences that have come. In other words, when something happens, when there's tragedy that takes place, if the church begins to pray, if my people, who are the people of God now? That's you and I. If we will turn to God, if we will repent, if we will turn back to Him, He will hear from heaven and He will heal our land. He will heal our land. And I believe that God has heard our prayers. Now listen, 2020 and whatever else the enemy plans to do, Isaiah 59 verse 19 says this. And this is very important. This is my scripture for this year. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Listen to me. If you study that scripture, the Bible tells us that God went and looked for a man, that He looked for an intercessor, He looked for a watchman, and He found none. And literally it speaks about how He Himself had to go out. It speaks of armor, weaponry, a helmet, and He speaks of a coat of zeal. What will happen is that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Right now, God is in covenant with you and I. We are His body on the earth. He will raise up a standard against everything that the enemy throws against us last year, next year, and the years to come. But in order to overcome, that standard is going to be high. He will raise up a standard. The standard will be high. What does that mean? That means you're not going to be an insy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini Christian. That means you're going to be a Christian with power. That means you're going to be a Christian that believes in God's word. That means you're going to be a Christian that doesn't compromise anymore. Leave the junk in 2020. Leave it behind. Leave it behind. Leave it behind. You need to be bold. You need to be bold. We can't play church anymore. We don't play church here. But the body of Christ cannot play church anymore. We have to take up the weapons of our warfare that are mighty in God. And we can pull down every force of darkness. But you've got to get in the game. You've got to get in the battle. There's a standard that must be raised. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against the enemy. No matter what happens. No matter what happens. You need to be lined up with Him. You need to be close to Him. No compromise. Oh, well, Pastor Alex, what if I sin? Repent. Get up and keep on going. If you make a mistake, repent. Get up and keep on going. Why am I telling you that? Because you're probably going to make lots of mistakes. But have a heart and a desire to seek after righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then everything you need will be added unto you. Well, you've already been made righteous. Thank God, because your righteousness is like filthy rags. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't seek to walk rightly before Him. It's those who seek to walk rightly before Him. They are the ones who will see Him. They are the ones who will draw close to Him. In 2020, the enemy's strategy was to harden your heart. Because if he hardens your heart, you cannot enter the presence of God. So what did he do? He got you to speak all kinds of evil. He did it to me. And I'm so much holier than all of you, so he must have done it to all of you too. I'm just kidding. Some of you are going, how could he say, I'm really joking, guys. Come on. That's what his strategy was. That's what his strategy is. So what's the key? What's the key? The key is the presence of God. Because in his presence is fullness of joy. In his presence is restoration and healing. In his presence is where you find peace. And we all need that, especially with everything that's been going on the planet. I would love to tell you that we're going to step over tomorrow and everything's going to be roses and sunshine, but it's not. Because the enemy is raging. He knows his time is short. But that also means that it's exciting times for us as the church. Now let me show you one thing before we take communion tonight. I said to the Lord, what can I give them to encourage them, Lord? Go to Psalm 23, please. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. The first thing I must tell you is that in order for this to apply to you, He must be your shepherd. Which means that you must follow Him. That means not your ways, but His ways. Not your desires, but His desires. What is important to you? What is priority to you? You need to think about it. We all need to think about that. But when He is our shepherd, we will want nothing. We'll have everything we need. He will cause us to lie down in green pastures. In other words, He will give us rest no matter what's going on. He will lead us beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. I will fear no evil. Listen, the enemy wants desperately to put fear in your heart. Oh, there's another strain of coronavirus, and it's even more deadly than the last one. Fooey to the devil, man. Don't listen to what the devil says. Don't listen to him. If there wasn't so many religious people, I would have used a far better word. Don't worry about everything the world throws at you, because the Lord is your shepherd. He will protect you no matter what goes on. It might feel like you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, but He will protect you. I will fear no evil. Do not fear. Listen to me. Do not fear. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Do not be scared. Do not be dismayed. Come on. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I could preach a whole sermon on just that. But here's the key. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. Most of you begin to think about Joe's soap from the place next door that was nasty to you and think God's going to prepare a table against Joe that stole my car. No, it's got nothing to do with that. He's talking about the devil that has come up against you, that has brought fear, that has tried to destroy you. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you lost a loved one. Listen, even in the midst of that, I want you to know that God will prepare a table for you. No matter what happens on the planet, no matter what happens right now, God will prepare a table for you. So when everything is going crazy around you, there has been a table prepared for you. A table represents provision. It represents protection. It represents communion. No matter what the enemy throws at you, God will give you those things if you allow Him to be your shepherd. He will anoint your head with oil. In the context of the text, what he's talking about, the oil that they would rub on the lambs, it's not necessarily, this is not talking about the anointing like of the Holy Spirit. This is talking about the anointing that would chase away all the flies and the gnats on the sheep. So it will keep the enemy away from you. And then he says, my cup runs over. Listen, my cup runs over in the midst of all the darkness that goes on around me. The Jewish calendar works in a circular motion. Our calendar is different. We talk about the Jewish calendars like seasons. It doesn't matter what season we're in. I want you to know that God can give you a summer day in the middle of a winter. In 2020, so many things happened, but God has been faithful. God has provided. God has protected. God has made a way where there seems to be no way. And He'll do it again. Listen to me. He will do it again and again and again. Can you say amen? Now watch. Last verse. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord just for a day or two. Forever. There has never been a time since you have been alive that you must take your walk with God more seriously than right now. A shepherd leads. Don't try and lead the shepherd. Allow him to lead you into paths of righteousness. Because if you allow him, no matter what goes on around you, you will excel. You will not survive. You will excel. Now you have a choice to take the word or not. What will you do? What will you do? Let's bow our heads. I only have 10 minutes. I had more, but I have to close. We're going to go into a time of, of communion. Father, this evening in this place, I stand amongst my brothers and sisters, and it's such a privilege for us to know you, to walk with you, to serve you, and to love you. Because you loved us first, Lord. And there is an everlasting love that you have shown us, Father. And I thank you that you are our shepherd and you are the good shepherd. That you love us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you will provide for us. Did you not say in your word that if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you? That speaks of the things that we need to just survive this earth. They will be provided. But what is more important, Father, is what's important to you, Lord. And Father, we are entering the season of harvest. It is harvest time. The laborers are few, but the harvest is plentiful. Who will take up the call in 2021? Who will take up the call to reach those that are broken and hurting? Those that desperately need a Savior. Those that are so afraid of everything that goes bump in the night, including coronavirus and all that stuff, you have the answer. And so, Father, tonight we stand with thanksgiving and with praise. We honor you and we love you. I pray, Lord, that you will protect us and keep us, and that you will strengthen us in this time. That we will not compromise, Lord. That we will be hungry and thirsty for more of you and of your presence. That you will be our desire and you will be our priority in this year. No matter what happens, we know that you will make a way. You will protect us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. And so we honor you tonight in this place in Jesus' name. Can you hand out the elements, please? We're going to take communion as a church family together. I'm going to read to you from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 23. Don't take the elements, we'll take it together. And then we're going to do a little countdown. Amen. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." And then he goes on to explain to us how we should examine our own hearts when we take communion. I've just shared with you what I honestly believe the word of the Lord is for 2021. Where we are in his timeline. And the time is short. The clock is ticking, guys. And we stand with an opportunity. Communion is such a powerful thing because it's an opportunity for us to remember what Jesus did for us on that cross when he gave his life for us. He says in his word that we should examine our hearts. The Bible tells us that if we do not forgive, we cannot be forgiven. The Bible tells us when the Lord's prayer was taught that we should pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." In other words, there's a condition to that forgiveness. One of the things that people struggle with more than anything is to forgive themselves for their sins and their mistakes. But tonight we're going to take a moment before we enter into this new year, and we're going to examine our own hearts. We have like 5 minutes left. The last thing that you will do in this year is take communion before the Lord. And there's a balloon. Don't worry, it's okay. The balloons got excited about 2021. You have a moment. We have a moment now to come before God and to make commitment to him for next year. to declare to Him thanksgiving, honor, and praise for what He's done, for getting us through this year. It's been a tough year. But here we are at the end of it together. We stand on a prepositive, on a new beginning. I want to go into this next year on fire like never before, with a hunger and a thirst like never before. Every Sunday, we're just going to go for it. And then we're going to take the gospel outside the four walls of this church. This year, 2021, like never before. Like never before. But I need you to do it. So let's bow our heads for just a moment. Take a moment. Remember what Jesus did on that cross. He gave us life. Life more abundant. Forgiveness and mercy. Because He gave His life. Let's close our eyes. Father, this evening in this place, we examine our own hearts, Father, as we remember the sacrifice that You made. You gave us life, and life more abundant. You said that when we take communion, we should remember what You did, but at the same time examine our own hearts so that the grace that is shown to us can continue to flow through us. So, Father, we ask that You would forgive us for our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Father, let no one leave this year with fear, depression, anxiety, condemnation, for there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And so we thank You and we honor You and we praise and worship You together in this place. Thank You, Father, for getting us through this year. Thank You, Father, for blessing us, protecting us, and providing for us. We honor You and we love You in Jesus' name. Let's take the bread together. Up to You. Once again, Father, we give You all the glory and the praise. When we were standing worshiping, Lord, I thought about how we can look at last year and only see the negative when actually we have so much to be thankful for because You have brought us this far. And so that's how we want to close this year out, with thanksgiving, with praise and with worship, honoring You, Father, as King of Kings, God of the universe, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, for there is none like You. And we're so grateful, so thankful to You for everything that You have done. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. So I had to really rush, and now I've got like a minute and 30 seconds. So make sure, we're going to do the countdown when it gets to like 20 seconds. Make sure that you take your family and cherish each other, love each other. Things that are most important are people. That's what matters to God. Let's go into this new year with our priorities right. I'm going to be starting a new series on Sunday called The Blessed Life. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be about 6 weeks. Don't miss it, because I'm going to start with showing us what the difference is, what we consider to be blessed, and what it means for God to declare that we're blessed. We need to start seeing things the way that He sees them. We need to start seeing things the way that what should matter to us is what matters to Him. And if we can get that right, guys, what we all look for, which is contentment and joy and peace, those are the things that will come when we line ourselves up with Him. 27 seconds. All right, you can all stand. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12,
11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year! May God bless you. May He keep you and make His face shine upon you in 2021. Hallelujah! God bless you guys. Thank you so much for coming. And may this be the best year for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.